Bonneville, RCMP have arrested a third person, Christian Rustin, in connection with a break-in at an MPI oilfield services site in Bonneville that resulted in a number of work trucks being taken, along with various tools on February 10. On April 3, Bonneville RCMP, with the assistance of Vermilion and Kitsgatti RCMP detachments, arrested Rustin for his alleged involvement in the break-in. The coordinated break-in and theft involved several individuals who drove trucks through a fence and proceeded to steal multiple vehicles and tools, according to an RCMP press release. Rustin, 27, of Vermilion was charged with theft of motor vehicle, breaking in and entering a business, and flight from a police officer. Rustin was remanded into custody with his next court date set for April 5 at Bonneville Provincial Court. The 27-year-old is the third individual arrested and charged in association with this break and enter. Related story. Vermilion woman wanted in connection to business break theft in Bonneville. Murray Young from Vermilion was arrested and charged on February 10. He faces charges of breaking and entering a business, with intent, theft over $5,000, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, and theft of a truck, X4. Police also arrested Sky Martin, a 28-year-old woman from Vermilion on March 2, following a warrant that had been obtained for her arrest in connection to the theft of five vehicles from the MPI oilfield services site. Martin was arrested on her warrants but was later released from custody with conditions to appear in court on April 5, also at the Bonneville Provincial Court. Bonneville RCMP are not seeking any further suspects. The legal counsel for Sky Martin made their first appearance at the Bonneville Provincial Court on April 5, regarding the charges laid in the MPI oilfield site break-in. The matter was held over for 3 weeks until April 26, at which point a plea is expected to be made on behalf of the accused. The legal counsel for Murray Young, who is co-accused in the February 10 incident, requested that all matters pertaining to Young be transferred to the Lloydminster Provincial Court. Young is currently in custody while he is waiting for his legal matters to be resolved that fall under different jurisdictions. On April 5, Young's counsel requested that the Bonneville matters be moved to Lloydminster to amalgamate all charges the accused is facing into one summary resolution. This request was agreed to by the Crown Prosecutor and granted by the judge. Young's next court date is set for April 12 in Lloydminster. This story was updated on April 6 at 10:15 a.m.